Scene 2. Capulet's Orchard. Enter Juliet alone.
Gallop apace, you fiery-footed steeds, towards Phoebus' lodging. Such a Wagner as Phaeton would whip you to the west in bringing cloudy night immediately. Spread thy close curtain, love-performing night, that runaway's eyes may wink, and Romeo leap to these arms untalked of and unseen. Lovers can see to do their amorous rites, and by their own beauties, or if love be blind, it best agrees with night. Come, civil knight, thou sober-suited matron all in black, and learn me how to lose a winning match, played for a pair of stainless maidenhoods. Hood my unmanned blood, baiting in my cheeks, with thy black mantle till strange love grow bold. Think true love acted simple modesty. Come, knight, come. Romeo, come, thou day and night, for thou wilt lie upon the wings of night, whiter than new snow upon a raven's back. Come, gentle knight, come, loving, black-browed knight. Give me my Romeo, and when I shall die, take him and cut him out in little stars, and he will make the face of heaven so fine that all the world will be in love with night, and pay no worship to the garish sun. Oh, I have bought the mansion of a love, but not possessed it, and though I am sold, not yet enjoyed. So tedious is this day, as is the night before some festival to an impatient child that hath new robes and may not wear them. Oh, here comes my nurse.
Enter nurse with cords.
And she brings news, and every tongue that speaks but Romeo's name speaks heavenly eloquence. Now, nurse, what news? What hast thou there? The cords that Romeo did thee fetch?
Aye, the cords.
Aye, me. What news? Why dost thou wring thy hands?
Ah, were a day. He's dead. We are undone, lady, we are undone. Alack the day, he's gone, he's killed, he's dead.
Can heaven be so envious?
Romeo can, though heaven cannot. Oh, Romeo, Romeo, whoever would have thought it, Romeo.
What devil art thou that dost torment me thus? This torture should be roared in dismal hell. Hath Romeo slain himself? Say thou but I, in that bare vow I shall poison more than the death-darting eye of cockatrice. I am not I, if there be such an eye, or those I shot that makes the answer I. If he be slain, say I, or if not, no. Brief sounds determine of my weal or woe.
I saw the wound. I saw it with mine eyes. God save the mark. Here on his manly breast, a piteous course, a bloody piteous course. Pale, pale as ashes, all bedaubed in blood, all in gore blood. I sounded at the sight.
Oh, break my heart. Poor bankrupt, break it once. To prison eyes, ne'er look on liberty. Vile earth, to earth resign, and motion here. And thou and Romeo press one heavy bier.
Oh, Tybalt, the best friend I had. Oh, courteous Tybalt, honest gentleman, that ever I should live to see thee dead.
What storm is this that blows so contrary? Is Romeo slaughtered, and is Tybalt dead? My dearest cousin, and my dearer lord. Then, dreadful trumpet, sound the general doom. For who is living, if those two are gone?
Tybalt is gone, and Romeo banished. Romeo that killed him, he is banished.
Oh, God! Did Romeo's hand shed Tybalt's blood?
It did. Alas, the day it did.